Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of all superstars. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the superstar from Hunter, the series that is still being shown all around the world, except in Russia and Ukraine, and a lot of good places in between. And I have to tell you, it's Fred Dreyer, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You welcome. I beg to differ. Hunter is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's in the Ukraine.
Could you take out Putin if you were
he's
in there
in
right
the
now?
He's in the Ukraine. I would run a couple of shows that I thought would be very inspirational for people in the Ukraine.
We're going to talk about one today on our show today, about one of your inspirational shows.
Really?
Yeah. Have pictures from it and everything there for you.
Oh, well, anyway, you know, all of our hearts go out to the people of the Ukraine. And it's going to be very interesting to see what this president, this nitwit, does, how he handles this, because Putin's not going to come out of this thing one way or another. And we got to protect the people that we said we would years ago when we asked the Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons.
We did. We said, get rid of your nukes, we'll take care of you.
That's right.
And guess what?
And they,
Joe Biden, our president, is not taking care of them.
Well, it's funny, the roll of the dice is that Joe Biden happened to be the president when the Ukraine fell apart. And now that we're in this together, we got to make sure that we do everything we can to protect those people.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's some of the scenes coming out of there are something else. So, and I heard the president's speech, and he's talking about making Putin suffer and everything. Then why are we still paying for and buying oil from Russia?
Here's how you do this.
How do you go ahead and you were giving money to the Russians?
You turn all of our oil spigots on.
Yeah, I agree.
And flood the world market with oil and make everybody not buy Russian oil.
There you go. Why don't you be president? I've been telling you this for some time.
Well, I'm going to fill out the paperwork here after the show.
Five-year-old kid could figure that out. I'll tell you, there's a lot of Sharpies out there. We'll take a break, come back with more for you. It's the Sports Lines. We'll try to cheer you up and get you going here
a little bit. We'll tell you some good jokes.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of MySpoon Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program. It's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm wearing this Ram shirt here in honor of you because you're number 89. Will you come in here one day and wear your jersey here on the show? I think the audience would love that.
Probably not. That's probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen?
No.
You'd fit into it. You're the one player I know that could fit into his jersey. I played on the General Hospital. I was on General Hospital for a few episodes some years back, and I was on their softball team, and I had one of their great jackets and the uniforms, and I saved the jacket. I think I can get like my hand into one of the sleeves, but I've somehow the size isn't quite right anymore. But it's,
wait a minute.
Beautiful jacket.
You were on TV playing softball?
I was on TV on General Hospital, but I was also on their softball team because they had a charity team, and I played first base.
So you held two positions.
John Stamos was there, and Jack Wagner were great on that thing. And I was there even when there was that shenanigans going on with the two on the disco dance floor.
What was going on there?
Well, they were doing things that I just can't mention. I was up, and nobody was looking
adult
at me.
Adult things? Or?
I was in the DJ booth seeing what was going on. But Frisco and Blackie were great, and that was Stamos and Jack Wagner. And I was the DJ at the Port Charles radio station, and I think it was either Frisco or Blackie's girlfriend that paid me money, actually payola cash, to play the song.
Which
play
was
Frisco's song.
What was the song?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But I played it over and over again because they were giving me cash. I was arrested later than taken off the show. No, it was just a fictitious thing.
You should have been beaten.
It was a fictitious show.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress here today. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about here on the show. Let's say hello to some of the neighbors that are tuning in here on the show for us and see who you got out there, Fred, listening. You got Bernard. He says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. Fred?
Ottawa.
Who is to blame for the mess that baseball is in? There seems to be more animosity towards the owners. And you and I were talking about that before the show. We should start with that topic and get into it a little bit here.
Well, look, it's always – you're never – players want to play. So
correct.
They'll stay at the bargaining table for however long it takes.
Yeah.
You know, a 12 hours, 15 hours a day for 3-4 days a week, 2 weeks, whatever it takes. Players have a tendency to want – to negotiate.
Right.
Owners want to manipulate. So
Interesting.
There's differences. They use strikes. They use the fear of taking the game away from players. There's a lot of things that are in the language of negotiation that that you see right now. And for the most part, the players are left with no one to talk to specifically. And this is a this is critical. It's kind of like the owners will threaten and do things, and then at the last minute they'll give in on some things that are it's on the periphery, but the owners don't want to be in a position to where they're caught having to negotiate things that they don't want to come through too soon. The owners want to send the message to players. Remember what they said, the owners. They said that all games that are canceled, you will not be getting paid for.
Yeah, and they've canceled seven games already at the beginning of the season, and it's the you know, for the first time in 27 years, there's a Major League dispute going on. The cost of the games is delayed opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred and the owners on Tuesday said they're canceling the first two series of the season because the 5 p.m. deadline passed to finish everything off and without a deal. And negotiations have ended for the immediate future. Sides are expected to leave Florida, where they bargained with each other for nine straight days. And there's no major news coming out of here. It's kind of driven by the owners here, Fred.
Now, when you get some perspective on that nine straight days, that means to people outside who don't really, you know, understand what's going on, it assumes that the owners have a great intent to solve this terrible problem. And they don't. And
they really don't.
No, they don't. They want to get out of. Remember what the Democratic, and these guys are all Democrats, remember what the Democratic philosophy is.
Yes.
You know, never waste an opportunity.
That's what they said in the State of the Union, even.
Never waste an opportunity. Yeah. So, You got all these screaming liberals who are billionaires, and you got the players who are moving through their careers at different stages, beginning, the middle, the end, and they're trying to get something out of it. They don't want to stay at home. There's tension built up at home. There's tension built up and when they work out in the facilities. So, you know, you wind up getting, at the end of the day, you get what you pay for, and if you're not paying for anything, you get nothing.
You get nothing, and so the deals. So some of the negotiations have ended, as I mentioned, for the immediate future, and some of the things they're talking about, major matters like the competitive balance tax thresholds, the minimum salary is up. I think the players want to become free agents sooner. You and I talked about
that. Yes, they do.
The size of the new pre-arbitration bonus pool. They're at a big distance apart on that. So Commissioner Rob Manfred truly believes that the missing games will be a disastrous outcome for the industry. But if he really does believe that, our question is, he doesn't appear to be convincing his bosses, the 30 major league owners.
Well,
they don't care.
They're out golfing.
Yeah.
You mean they don't understand what they're doing? I think they do.
I'm telling you.
And so Manfred is a terrible commissioner, and the Players Association has goofed.
How so? What do you mean by that?
Well, why wouldn't you negotiate under contract? You know, the contract is up.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's up.
Okay. Why wouldn't you negotiate under contract?
While you still had a contract.
While you still had a contract.
Start talking beforehand.
And get everything whittled
down
to two or three points.
We have people that advertise here on the station. They start talking to us prior to their contract being up.
Yeah, and that's because they want to make a deal.
Yeah, they want to make a deal and continue.
And the ownership here, in this case, wants to make a deal, but they want to do it with the terms and conditions they set forth.
Exactly. So here's the deal. The owner's message to the players basically is this. You're not going to get anything close to what you want without a fight. And that's kind of what it is. Jim Crane, I understand, is trying to get into the agreement trash cans at by every base on the diamond so that the coaches can go ahead and pound on it when they can steal the signs.
He's even gone as far as to, taping the distant sounds that you would hear in the jungle.
Really?
Yeah. Boo, 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 boo.
And he's going to use those as the trash can sounds.
He's going.
That's good.
He's going to do that, and you know, and the owners are going to get the players to pay for it.
Now, what about we, the fans out there? So, hey, some are saying that you know, that this deadline makes it official that the 30 team owners have telegraphed for the past 3 months. They don't care if we're going to see baseball. They don't care if we get a baseball season. The owners.
The owners have, have texted.
They don't care.
Texted.
Well, this guy McCullough, who's doing a sports show and commenting on this kind of stuff, was talking about it. And so,
what did he say?
He said that the owners don't care if you want to watch a full season of baseball. And they don't. They've already canceled 7 games. There'll be more games.
Well, remember, it doesn't cost them that much in salaries because they're not paying anybody.
It's correct.
Why would you pay somebody? Why would you pay baseball players who have struck and refuse to show up? Why would you say, okay, after we make up and we actually come to an agreement, you'll make good all these past games? They're not doing that.
Scherzer's losing thousands of dollars an inning that he would normally be making when he's out there with that big contract.
He's on the phone with Kershaw.
Maybe the owners knew this. Maybe they paid these exorbitant fees to Corey Seager and to Scherzer and other free agents, and then they don't have to pay it, and they just sit there and 1 year will go by. Nothing will have been paid.
See, if I'm a reporter, and I am, what I would do...
We should look into this.
What I would do is I'd call Corey Seager and get him on the phone and have us explain what his wife thinks about him dumping all that money.
Yeah. Well, he's not getting any money anywhere right now, that's for sure. All right, take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here on CRN.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, that's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Sultan. Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. Yes, two in the same quarter.
Was that two?
All pro defensive end. Yes, two in the same quarter. That'll stand forever.
Wow.
The acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and Crisis and all the NCIS here recently.
I can still hear the roar of the crowd.
We're trying to have your ears checked on that, but we'll try to get that corrected for you. It's going to be there. Let's just go through the timeline, if we can, a little bit here of this, since we're on baseball a little bit. That's a big story, because I don't think we're going to get it anytime too soon. The timeline. Major League Baseball has already said they're canceling the first two series of the 2022 season. But starting should we go backwards here on what happened here? Start backwards and move up forwards here a little bit.
Starting
May 13th last year, there was a $500 million grievance against the Major League Baseball, giving both sides new leverage. Then on November 18th, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, says off-season lockout will be different than the one that cancels games. Then on November 30th, there was a little optimism that the Major League Baseball will avoid the lockout. On December 2nd, radical differences in the way Manfred and the Major League Baseball Players Association described their path to the lockout. On December 2nd, Major League owners lock out the players, begin baseball's first stoppage in 26 years. No winter meetings. None of that stuff happened. December 15th, Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball Players Association, unlikely to talk core economics until January. Then in January, NBA history shows real movement and negotiation waits. MLB and MLB Players Association meeting for the first time since early December on January 11th. January 13th, the Major League Baseball proposal creates little progress as spring training starts to loom up into the headlines.
You know, this is really droning on.
Well, it just shows you that nothing happened. Major League Baseball.
We don't need to go through all of that, though.
It's just as you go through this, it's like it seems like they want to get together and talk, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told you. It's manipulation. Ownership manipulation.
I think this is going to be a long one.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's what's going to be.
Yeah, I think so. And then the fans will speak.
Now, turning to football.
Yeah.
If we can a little bit.
Oh, can I just make an interruption?
No.
Go
ahead. Let him make an official, ladies and gentlemen, here's an official Fred Dreyer interruption.
Go to the bulletin board and put my name up.
Here we go.
This is interesting. On page one, the Eagles are known for asking prospects to engage in odd games when they're scouting them. The teams had prospects play, are you ready? Paper, rock, scissors last year to gauge each player's competitiveness. I'll just repeat that.
Interesting. Later. Could you hold on a second? Again, could do that here one more time. This is a Fred Dreyer observation of the times. Go ahead, Fred. Let's bring him back up.
The Eagles are known for asking prospects to engage in odd games. The team had prospects play paper, rock, scissors last year to gauge each player's competitiveness. So the Philadelphia Eagles seriously had their prospects who they were considering drafting.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's pretty good.
Really,
that's much more interesting than my Major League Baseball time. That's where I'm glad you brought that up.
Thanks so much.
Good transition.
Thank you.
Now over to football. Here's the deal. Bruce Arians, they're talking to him again. And people said, would you let Tom Brady leave the Tampa Bay Bucks if he retires? It's been a month now since Tom Brady retired. He's going to do a movie. We've heard about that. We talked about that last week. And a lot of people are remaining skeptical that he's actually done playing football. In fact, Brady himself stokes those flames a little bit, and I think he still wants to come back. So speculation swirling around that Brady may want to play for a different team and maybe not play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so the head coach, the gruff Bruce Arians, was asked his thoughts. He was speaking with the media this last Tuesday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And specifically, he was asked if the Bucs would be willing to accommodate Tom Brady, if Tom Brady, in the event he wants to play for another team. And Bruce Arians' answer was nope.
Yeah, well, that's
blunt.
See, there it is.
Said nope. He said bad business. Would be bad business.
Yeah.
So accommodate in this term here refers to letting Brady out of his contract. And he's technically retired now, but he still has a 3-year deal remaining on his deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks and would be under their control.
Three? I think it's two, isn't it?
It says he has
a year
remaining on his deal with the Bucks,
yeah.
And that would be under the control of the 2022 season in the event of a comeback. So Arians, understandably, isn't interested in letting Tom Brady just walk away for nothing. He said it's bad business. So what if a quarterback team that really was needy and wanted a great quarterback approached Tampa Bay with about a trade? What would it take? They asked Bruce Arians, the coach of Tampa Bay, what would it take for Tampa Bay to part with this 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady? And he said, 5 number ones.
Yeah,
five
that's,
number
that,
one picks.
That's just stupid. You know, that's just his way of saying, oh, we're not going to do it because there's no reason for us to do it. You know, we've been treating Tom nicely.
They have been.
And, you know, he treated us nicely.
Yep.
He made his decision. He's got 1 year left. If he wanted to play, why didn't he just sit here and play out?
One more year.
And then decide, you know, I'm going to quit or I'm not going to quit and handle it that way. He didn't. And there's no way that he'll be able to get free of the Bucs unless they make a trade. Well, what could possibly be an enticing trade for Tom Brady with 1, maybe 2 years left on his ability to play in the league?
Right.
So anyway,
so who do they get? Who do you think Tampa Bay gets?
Who do they get for
a quarterback? Are they going to trade around? Aaron Rodgers, you think he's going to want to go to Tampa Bay?
No, he's not going there.
See, I think Aaron Rodgers may stay with Green Bay. And
no.
Here's how I know. You want to know how I know?
Oh, yeah.
This just happened this last weekend. I had some problems with my cable. And so I called the Spectrum Cable office. And you know they have offices all over the country. Talking to a woman in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And she said she knew that there was really no problem, that he would come back this last year and play. And you know how she knew?
Get rid of that.
She lives in the same neighborhood he lives in, and she has the same gardener as Aaron Rodgers has. And so Aaron Rodgers and the gardener, I think, let things slip that it didn't look like he was in any way, shape, or form getting ready to leave. He was still, you know, planting roses and doing all that kind of stuff.
There you go.
This is inside information.
This is sleuth.
Yes.
She's a sleuth.
So we'll see if I'm going to call her again next time something goes out and see if I can get another update for this show here. I'm always thinking of the show, Fred. Always.
Well, we know this, and this is what makes you different, Mike.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the neighbors and see what they have to say here. See what we got for you.
You wrap this one up, too, I think.
Kathy says hi to everybody in the sports lounge.
Yeah,
she's fallen asleep there in Lawndale. Nikki says, hello, Fred and Mike from Nebraska. Bruce is saying hello from New Mexico. Bruce says, and we were talking earlier about you know, the signals with the trash cans that maybe Jim Crane is trying to get pushed into the Major League deal.
Yeah.
And Bruce says, maybe use those lights that the Navy uses to signal pitches. Now that is, I bet you Jim Crane didn't even think about that. Those flashlight, you know, the Navy things, or the shutters on the cameras.
Yeah, those are good. They're very cinematic.
Put that out in the center field, nobody would notice. They just think it's some guy with a wristwatch that's shining or something, and the guy reads the Morse code right there, the batter, and he's able to know fastball.
What's this guy's name? Kevin James.
Yeah, the comedian
the
Kevin
black
James.
Kid who yells. He could just be yelling. He could be out in center field yelling.
Oh, the kid.
Strike one.
Yeah,
you know, curveball.
Could do it. So that's the latest there. And finally, we have another comment sitting here from Beverly. She says hello to you. And so we got
there. You go.
Got a lot of listeners.
Thank you.
If you want, here's the deal. We're broadcasting on Sports Byline, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, on Sirius XM, and then we're on television too, on Roku and on Facebook Live. And you can get in the chat room on Facebook Live and leave some notes. So you can also email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
By all means, please email
Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN Talk. TALK.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com, and you can get the words out there. So anyway, maybe we'll be talking football sooner than we think with baseball going quiet. What about the Lakers? We had last week we had a big expose, and now there still seems like there's problems with the Lakers. Nothing's turned. They're still just as bad.
Well, they're done. I mean,
they must be.
How are they? They're 7 games under 500, something like that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're blaming now Russell Westbrook on the Lakers.
Yes.
They say the Lakers, they're calling it the Lakers Russell Westbrook experiment. I love it when they call it. This guy's a player. It's like, what kind of experiment?
Hey, but the other night when they were losing to Dallas Mavericks, Jeannie was very happy.
She left.
They gave, no. Not this one.
Oh. She walked away in one game. What happened?
She
this
was
game?
There for the Pelican game.
Yeah.
And then she walked away after the 30 points went up.
Yeah.
And so now she's very happily entertained by her troop. She was seen enjoying the game all the way up to the very end because they were in it, and they seemed to play with vigor and complete concentration on
Good.
Their jobs
Good.
At hand.
Yeah.
And so this score, they lost by 7.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any difference. This is a bad team, and it's going to get worse because what's his face? Anthony Davis is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
He's not going to be around.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back with more right here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer right here from CRN, the Championship Radio Network. No championship on the Lakers, I'll tell you.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies.
If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on Sirius XM channel 217, Sirius on 217, XM 203 online with Sirius XM channel 967, also coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio and the Sports Byline Radio Network. Glad to have you on board. So to finish off the Lakers, they say the Lakers Russell Westbrook experiment might be nearing an end. As you know, according to the Bleacher Report, they said the star point guard Russell Westbrook of the Lakers front office, they had mutual interest in finding Westbrook a new home in the trade market over this summer. He's under contract through next season, so they may be trading him. He was traded from Washington to L.A. this past offseason, a multi-year. A lot of players left the Lakers, went to Washington, and now the fans are saying that they're criticizing Westbrook. Although his numbers are okay, scoring 18.1 points per game.
He's not done anything less than what he was billed as doing.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, that's the latest. So let's get into the old mailbag, if we can, a little bit here, and talk to some people. Now, our class, the person that finds pictures and things to share with everybody, Pam, has sent along some photos from a Hunter episode. Now, this one, Fred, was from 1988. It was a two-parter, and the title of the episode was Dead on Target. And it's, she says, and I haven't seen this one, a heart-wrenching and riveting episode in which you, Fred, you gave such a phenomenal the performance, they said, that it's made it a fan favorite. So do you remember that episode there? And the story, it says, here, let me give it for our audience over
there. Alrighty.
Just a few days, this is how the story, the guideline, you'd read this in the TV guide. Just a few days after Hunter, his 20-year Marine reunion, one of his best buddies, Randall Fain, who was the guest star, Dirk Blocker. How was that working with Dan Blocker's kid, Dirk Blocker?
We had fun, yeah. We talked about his dad and the task at hand. It was fun.
So Dirk Blocker starring in this thing as Randall Fain, your best friend, commits suicide in the episode. Hunter's devastated, and McCall urges him to talk to her about the events that happened during his service during the Vietnam War and that people are still dying because of it over 20 years later. And you, Fred Dreyer, I can't believe this. What a great actor. Hunter tearfully, this is tears. I haven't seen you ever shed a tear. You tearfully tells her the horrifying details involving a secret mission, $6 million worth of stolen emeralds, remorse and betrayal.
That's what I was crying about.
You didn't have the emeralds?
I should have had those emeralds. McCall, I should have had those emeralds.
You
hear me? I should have had them. I know. Just hear it cry on my shoulder.
I'm telling you. So, you know, and we got some pictures here that we'll describe to people. There's you. It looks like you're sitting at a table with your hands kind of in an almost praying position there. You're notably shaken up a little bit about
this. I was doing rock, paper, scissors. The Philadelphia Eagle exercise.
I see. That's good.
That's what I was doing.
What are you doing there?
Yep.
So you talk about this, and then Hunter sent a radio message, and unbeknownst to you as Hunter, it had been altered, causing his team to be napalmed by their own air corps.
Bastards.
Yeah. Well, so this was two-parted. Now, how do you get up to do the crying scene? I mean, come on. You got to help us out here a little bit.
That's what you'd go to. Well, that's what you have to interpret this as the actor. You have to interpret it. So
yeah, the late Michael Landon, and this is written to us by Pamela, said that he revealed he would, and this does it to me, pull his own nose hairs until his eyes watered, and then he would continue with the scene.
He's joking.
Oh, so maybe that's why I didn't get an Academy Award for my performance in General Hospital.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have to first of all see your how much hair you have in your nose.
Well, there, I'd have to have a lot of it to grow in there and then rip it out.
See, that's what I'm doing right there.
So now in this picture here, you've got your hand, for our radio listeners, you got your hand under your nose covering your mouth. Are you secretly pulling out some nose hairs there?
What I'm actually doing is cleaning the popcorn out of my lower...
Really? Really? It's something else there.
Uh-huh.
So she says, Pam says, excellent work from everybody involved on this thing. She says that Corey Allen was the director.
Corey was good, yes.
Guest stars were Gary Frank, John Bennett, John Bennett Perry, Michael D. Roberts, and of course, Dirk Blocker. She says, excellent work by everybody involved in the episode. But she said, Fred, you were sensational. You blow your fans away every time that we watch it. One of the best acted of any of the series episodes ever. So that's a pretty high praise for you. I got to see that episode.
Well, I thank you for the compliment. And the photograph on the left where I'm...
You're tearing up here in this photograph.
I tell her I have something to say to her. So we leave that... We leave the squad room.
So you're telling her when you're sitting at the table with your hands kind of in a praying motion like this, you're saying, I got something to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So the next scene is we're sitting down into this, these two shots right here where I'm in a interview room that we use to talk quietly.
So you and
McCall.
And McCall, one-on-one.
The brass cupcake.
Yeah.
So then
is that what we call it, the press?
That's what we did. That's how it rolled out.
Okay.
And so then I go in there and I tell her the backstory about what really happened back there in the jungle. And Corey Allen, the director, he was great. Do you know who, for everybody, I think I've said this to you before, he played the character in... Forgot it.
I didn't see that
one. I'm shorting out.
Okay.
But this scene right here kicks off the story of Randall Fane, my good buddy, commits suicide, and there's circumstances, extenuating circumstances there that... I've been carrying as a burden for a long time, and I choose McCall to tell the story to.
Okay.
So that's what the whole thing
was. So at what point do you get the tears in your eyes? Because there's a photograph here from the episode where you're tearing up. I see the tears in your eyes. What brings the tears to your eyes?
I don't go into those things.
But you don't know the part of the story that where you started to cry a little bit? We're going to have to watch it? Is that what you're saying? We have to watch the episode?
No, but I... Like anything else in life, you know, you have trade secrets. You know, I see you crying all
the
time. You walk around here all the time.
Crying today over a lot of calls I was making here for the show. Let me tell you.
But you're actually tearing up
in here. This is good acting.
Well,
on your
when the cigarette machine was empty, you got upset.
It's good. Now there's a picture. It looks like you had a funeral here right now. You're dressed up to the with a nice suit on. You look pretty good there. It looked like you could go out and maybe play as an all-pro defensive end at the same time.
I used to play because I didn't really want. I take the time to shower. I used to play with my suit under my uniform.
What?
Yeah. See that suit right there?
What?
I used to play.
Football. Okay. Football. Okay. Yeah. You had the suit on. I got you. I was wondering what you're going.
So
for
I it. Just get home and take the suit off, and then I'm good to go. I'm good to ride to the airport. I'm telling you.
Now in this last picture here, there's you're kind of like again with your hands sort of in a praying position there, and you've got. What does that say? Snowbird or something on there?
Looks like
a hat on there. I don't know what that is a picture of.
I don't know what that is.
Everyone wants to hear your comments on the show.
Is this me asking him to buy me lunch?
Something. So Pam was wondering, besides your great acting chops, do you have a secret on how you're able to cry on cue? That's her question.
It's not a secret.
Well,
I mean, it's not. I don't tell people what I do because it's once you start divulging that and it becomes news for everybody, then it's not really all your. Right, so you're it's not yours it. Anymore.
Okay, all right, I got it. All right, I got it. I tried, Pamela. I tried. For
no,
it.
No, you're not trying to subvert the show. It's, we got about 10 minutes left of the show.
I'm just trying to get the story there. Now, George, let's get to George. He says, "Thank you for a great series," and he's talking about Hunter. He says, "Have enjoyed rewatching while I'm off on medical leave." So, George, we hope you get well soon here on the. On
yeah,
the show, right?
We don't want you to be in the tank.
Richie, officially Richie, says, "Big fan. I hope you are completely fine in every way and are not being harassed, hurt, or suffering in any way."
Well, that's a strange set of circumstances.
I think you're all right.
I think I'm all right here.
Dale Ortiz says, "There's plenty of past players who've been overlooked for a long time. John Hadel," he says, "John Brody, Tobin Rote," also Tobin James, who has good wine.
He has a great wine list.
Fred Dreyer, and on and on.
Yes.
And while Halls of Fame are in too much of a hurry to put more recent people in, why do you think that is? Why do they put the current people in and not some of the
greats?
What
are they talking about here?
Well, he wants you to be in the Hall of
Fame.
There
are plenty of past players who have been overlooked for a long time.
John Hadel, John Brody, Tobin.
Overlooked?
Yeah, Tobin Rode, Fred Dreyer, and on.
Tobin Rode.
So many Halls of Fame are in too much in a hurry to put more recent people in. Why do you think that is? They put people that have just gotten, you know, there's a whole ritual to it, isn't there? You have so many years to get into the Hall of Fame, and after that time, it's got
to
be.
Then it reverts to a list of Hall of Famers.
Yes, who are considered and maybe didn't get it or whatever. They can go to that list then. Yeah. All right. Alan says, "I wish I had all the DVDs of Hunter." So here's the question. He says, "Do you ever watch old episodes? And if so, which episode was your favorite to film? And do you have a favorite guest star?"
Well, look, I've watched all of them about 100 times each. That's 157 episodes. So I've seen them. They're great. I've released them in my mind, so I'm not, sitting here clamoring to watch what I did. It's like watching your highlight films. You know, I don't necessarily do that.
I don't have a highlight film.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get you one.
Okay. Thanks.
We're gonna do what we can to get you something. Yeah. I don't know what's gonna be, but we'll.
But anyway, so you don't really have you don't.
I don't watch
favorite.
Old episodes. No. I mean, if it's on, like somebody, I think my neighbor yelled out the window, "Hey, you're on channel 62. I went, "Oh, okay, thanks, Ron. I appreciate that."
That's good. Ron shouts it out. Why don't you have him all the good shows he can shout at you so you know what to turn on? Put on channel 2.
Or a buzzer. I prefer a buzzer.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you have a comment here, you should send it to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Get your emails. We'll try to answer some of these.
Well, let me answer this question. Many Hall of Famers are too much in a hurry to put more.
Dave Ortiz. Yeah.
The real question here is most people vote for people in their decade,
right?
In their time span. You know, I've been out of the game since 81. So, who from 1969 to 81 is going to vote for me?
I don't know.
I'm probably too old for the current wave of voters. If that makes sense.
Yeah, because if your current viewing of football. You know the people that were in the last 10 years or whatever, and so that makes it easier for you to choose. But if you look at some highlight reels from this guy's career, I'm talking about you, Fred Dreyer, that's some good stuff. We're going to take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge right here on CRN, the Championship Radio Network. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. There is a Christmas tree there at Angela's Event. She's going to be up all year. That's what they're going to leave it up there because of COVID-19. Celebrate anytime you go into Angela's and Vinci's. By the way, John Gruden, the former coach of the – I like John Gruden. He's a good coach. He was hired by the Raiders, and then he was dumped. And he's trying to recoup some of the $60 million that supposedly was left on his contract.
Right.
He had a 10-year, $100 million contract he signed with the team 4 years ago. He may not see that money, and nobody knows, but he did sell his Las Vegas home, and he has paid $4.3 million for it, sold it for $7.5 million, so good for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's suing the NFL because they allowed details of his emails to be released. And I'm with him 100%. They should not be able to get your personal emails and that stuff and distribute them out. That's your own personal stuff.
That's true. And what's interesting is I believe, and from what I hear, he's going to sue the league and name a bunch of people in the lawsuit.
Good.
And the intent is primarily not so much to win the lawsuit because, you know, that's a long stab in the dark.
Right.
But you could win it, but I think the odds are against him. But I think what his intention is that could be just as valuable is to expose the liars. Once he now gets a cause and files it, so everybody realizes what he's suing for, you're going to name some names in there that aren't going to want to be around when it's read.
That's exactly right. And that's what needs to be done so they don't do that to innocent people anymore. It's your own personal emails. You know, if you want them to be public, you'd make them public.
I hope he doesn't decide to drive on a winding mountain road.
Why?
Because someone could follow him.
I don't want to hear that.
Try had to run them off.
Let's get out of the show here. We got to.
We have to go?
Yes, we got to remind everybody to follow you on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and then email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, CRN as in Championship Radio Network. Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll see you next week at this time. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I'm surprised that we're able to still be on Twitter.
Well, there you go. Amazing. That's your final thought?
Yeah, right now it is, yeah.
We'll have more for you next week. Have a good one.